Then there's some songs you're like, why do I remember this song? You don't even know who did it.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just remember the chorus.
Like, yeah.
What's that? It's going downtown, Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. And Jimmy, I'm going to swimming. Jimmy, number one, Jimmy, bird. Down in the public, pulling, swimming. Right? Is mm-hmm. that? Who's that?
I think it's Fall Out Boy.
Oh.
Fall Out Boy. Nice.
Nice. Dude, he likes Fall Out Boy.
You're listening to AFI, dude.
Oh, AFI, dude. That's a federation I've never heard of, brother.
Fire Inside.
A Fire Inside.
That lead singer guy I saw him once walking out the street by Bonnie.
Hey, good story. You're going to have to speak up if we're going to hear you, but it doesn't matter because the show started. The show started. Welcome to Dudesy. Welcome all. It is a Dudesyful day. I am Will Sasso.
I'm Chad Colchin, just the guy sitting next to the man staring into his belt.
Okay.
This is Dudesy, of course. It is a show run by our friend D, an artificial intelligence.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think so. I think it's you and me. We're going to Chad and Will. It doesn't do podcast in Dudesy, but it's a me and Chad and Dudesy. But every show he says that Dudesy is swimming.
Sure.
Swimming? Going to swim. Go
number
down,
one with
downtown.
A bullet. That's all I remember.
Oh, okay.
Number one with a bullet.
Well, it's not swimming?
Maybe.
Downtown swimming. Downtown swimming.
Downtown swimming? You ever do that?
I've done a little bit of downtown swimming.
When I was a kid, we used to do downtown swimming all the time.
Yeah.
Amarillo Public Pool, my mom used to take us there.
Hold
every day
on, dude. We got a show swimming to do here, brother.
Oh, shit. Thank you so much for subscribing on YouTube. and across all Jeez podcasts. Platforms, platform. Linktree.com/dudesy has all the links and stuff that you need to follow and interact with the show across all spaces and platforms. With us, as always, oh, there he is. It's a lully boy. It's a little lully boy. He's taking a nap. He loves every snack. He's laying down on the side of his back. He's a moonoo, and you move him around, and that's how he's swimming downtown. Come here, Baba boy. Oh, he's a wonderful little boy. You could hold him like this, and you could hold him like that. He's moving him around, and he's moving him back. Oh, Luli, how are you, my little sweetie boy? How you doing?
Hey, I'm okay. Everything very good. I'm doing the Dudesy show, and hey, you know, what have you been eating lately? No, not much. Have you ever heard about downtown swimming? It's good if you eat too much, you can go downtown and swim. Oh, Dudesy showing us a picture of downtown
Jesus
swimming.
Christ.
Downtown
what city
swimming.
Is that?
You know what? Oh, man, I'm feeling good. A lot of people have been saying, Will, FWO, Dudesy joined the FWO. What a heel turn, but it's not. It's really not. It's not a heel turn. It's just the feeling. You know, F stands for free, and it also stands for feeling. And I'm feeling really, really good. You know, this past weekend, we had WWE Backlash in France. The crowd was crazy. It's all anyone's talking about. But I don't want to talk about it. We're not going to spend any time on it. Yeah, but I'm not going to spend any more time talking about it.
Oh, you just wanted to talk about it a little.
Just a little bit. And that's well, hold on, dude. That's the different elements of time, dude. You could have more or less time.
That's right.
As my pal Chow says, dude, their time doesn't exist, dude. We're somewhere floating in the time-space continuum, dude. But this is where the power lies. And the point is, I'm so happy to be here with all of our PODs, pals of Dudesy. And man, I just feel like it's going to be a great show today.
That's right, champ. Today is a good day to be running and gunning and lounging and loving with the FWO. Sun's out, guns out, shorts down, dicks up. Know what I'm saying? Now, Will, we all remember you poo-pooing a new Adam's Applebee's segment a couple weeks back. And I get it. I really do. It's free will. And that's what the FWO is all about. But now that we're both free will order for life, side by side, psyched up, pumped up, dicks up, lotioned up, and dicks up, it's time for the Sandman to ride again. It's time to catch up with Adam Sandler on his quest to visit every Applebee's in North America and keep astonishingly detailed notes along the way. It's time for Adam's Applebee's. What do you say, brother?
I fucking love it.
Of course. Of course.
Too sweet. This is Adam's Applebee's. Dicks up.
What it's free will. Dicks up I don't know thing. What the dicks up thing is. Okay, well, it's been a while since we did Adam's Applebee's. Hey, buddy. How you going, pal? Hey, bro. Talk down here. Hey, talk up there. Okay, I'm ready. Here we go. Adam's Applebee's. All right. Fucking Adam's Applebee's here. Okay.
Hey, something really bad happened to me last month, pal. I don't want to talk about it, buddy. The only thing you need to know is that as a result of what happened to me last month, I will only take shits in Applebee's bathrooms now, pal. And I take two meetings a day, buddy. 10:30 a.m., pal, and 3:45 p.m., buddy. Like clockwork, pal. Well, I was on that plane yesterday at 3:45, buddy. In the air, pal. Wasn't touching terra firma until 7:32 p.m., buddy. My 3:45 meeting couldn't be pushed back anymore, pal. Board of directors were knocking at the door, buddy. We were hitting turbulence, pal. We hit another good patch, and that meeting would have been in session, buddy. I asked the flight attendant if there was an Applebee's on the plane. He said, not that he was aware of, buddy. Nice guy, pal, from Delaware, buddy. Family owns an apple orchard, pal. Gave me an apple pie recipe, buddy. Family recipe, pal. Secret ingredients, nutmeg, buddy. Told him he could be in my next movie, pal. It's called My Two Front Teeth, buddy. It's about a dentist who can talk to his two front teeth, pal. Rock and Spade play my two front teeth, buddy. The flight attendant plays the dad of a kid with too many cavities, pal. He dies in the first scene, buddy. The captain came out, pal. Said he knows the owner of Applebee's, buddy. We called him up, pal. Nice guy, buddy. He's from California, pal. Told him about my predicament, buddy, about something bad happening last month. And now I can only take meetings in Applebee's, pal. He understood, buddy. He ordained American Airlines Flight 154 an official Applebee's, pal. Only person who can do that, buddy, in the world, pal. Like the Pope of Applebee's, buddy.
Okay.
Smallest Applebee's bathroom I ever took a meeting in, pal. But I got the job done, buddy. Barely, pal. But I did it, buddy. When I got back to my booth, I ordered the usual, pal. Chicken tender platter, buddy.
Isn't he on an airplane? What's going on?
It's an Applebee's, I guess.
Yes, now it is.
Boneless wings, pal. Double crunch bone-in wings, buddy. And it all came with classic buffalo, pal. Honey barbecue, buddy. Sweet Asian chili, pal. Garlic parmesan, buddy. Extra hot buffalo, pal. Hot pepper, buddy. And I ate them all, pal.
Oh, man. It feels good. It does feel good.
Oh, shit.
To be back with the Adam's Applebee's.
So once it's been months. Was ordained in Applebee's, he was then just able to order from the full menu and sit in a booth.
That pilot.
Aboard the plane.
Yeah, he's like he is truly the Pope of air travel.
That was an Applebee's miracle on board flight 999 or whatever.
All right.
Makes sense.
Here's another one.
I found a secret Applebee's in the crown of the Statue of Liberty, buddy.
Okay.
I was 10 years old, pal, on a field trip, buddy. Mr. Tortatello's class, pal. Ellis Island, buddy. Elevator ride to the top, pal. Tour guide was a nice guy, buddy. From Ohio, pal.
Some words are fun to say as Adam said.
Sure.
Ohio. From Ohio, pal. Chasing his dreams, buddy. Broadway, pal.
I told him he could be in my next movie, buddy. Wait a minute. He's 10.
Yeah, that's right.
He can see the future.
Yeah.
I told him he could be in my next movie, buddy. It's called Haircut Time, pal. Oh. I'm a barber who discovers my grandfather's antique barber chair. Actually, his antique barber's chair is actually a time machine. And I wind up giving haircuts to historical figures and inadvertently changing history with each snip, buddy.
That's actually a good movie.
That's a fucking great movie. I would watch that movie, yeah. The tour guide plays an angry customer who I accidentally gave a bad haircut to. Mm. Dies in the first scene, buddy.
I like that he had that idea then, too, yeah. When he's 10 years old.
Someone's got to die in the first. He told us the history of the Statue of Liberty, pal. Most monumental gift in American history, buddy. It's from France, pal. To celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, buddy. Construction of the statue was completed in France, 1884, pal. Sailed it over, buddy. In pieces, pal. 350, buddy. Put it back together on Ellis Island, pal. Oh. Grover Cleveland dedicated it on October 28th, 1886, buddy.
Okay.
Grover Cleveland.
That's another fun one.
Cleveland, Ohio. Grover Cleveland, Ohio.
That's good, dude.
Thanks. Lunchtime, pal. I couldn't find my lunch bag, buddy. Tour guide said, look in the lost and found, pal. Took a wrong turn, buddy. I found a secret Applebee's, pal. Host said I couldn't come in, buddy. Members only, pal. Host said I could. Oh, yeah. Members only, pal. The president walked in with Robert Redford, buddy. Redford could tell I didn't have any lunch, pal. He invited me in with him, buddy. I beat the president and Robert Redford in a chicken tender eating contest in a secret Applebee's in the crown of the Statue of Liberty when I was 10 years old, buddy. And that's when I decided to become an actor, pal.
Finally, we know this pivotal moment in Adam Sandler's life.
Yeah, it's interesting because normally with Adam Sandler, he's telling us, about the movies he's making. And it's interesting now that we're going back in time to see. Oh, there we are. There it is. The movie. We're looking at the movie poster for Haircut Time. Adam Sandler.
Tran to Quan Sitars. Haircut Time, buddy.
All right, one last one.
I levitated for 1 minute and 32 seconds in the dining room of the Applebee's in Sacramento, buddy.
What?
I was having lunch with Steven Spielberg, pal. Nice guy, buddy. He's from Ohio, pal. Oh. Told me I could be in his next movie, buddy. It's about a guy who stows away on an alien ship and winds up on a planet full of aliens, pal. He's the only human being, buddy. He's stuck there, pal. He wants to go home, but they don't have the resources to build another ship, buddy. Gonna get used to the alien lifestyle, pal. But he's clumsy, buddy. And the planet has low gravity, so he's always flipping around, pal. Can't stay on the ground, buddy. Falls in love with a female alien, pal. Gets married, buddy. Raises 3 hybrid kids, pal. Teaches them how to play baseball, buddy. One of them becomes an engineer, pal. Builds his daddy his ship, buddy. To go back home, pal. But he chooses to stay, buddy. It's called ET2, the Stowaway. Pal. It's down to me and Momoa, buddy. Last thing I had to do was meet
Okay, in the casting process, he says,
last thing I had to do was meet E.T., pal. E.T. had the final say in casting, buddy. Jesus Christ.
I think so.
We ordered, pal. I got the chicken tender platter, Bourbon Street chicken fingers, and Fiesta lime chicken, buddy. E.T. got two orders of the classic blackened shrimp Alfredo, pal. We split a triple chocolate meltdown, buddy. He let me have the whipped cream, pal. That's then nice. He floated me around the room a little bit, buddy. To see if I could handle it, pal. Said he floats the character around a few times in the movie, buddy. I love it, pal. I had him float up the rest of the chicken tenders, buddy. I ate them all, pal. In midair, buddy, E.T. loved it, pal. Said Momoa puked the first time he floated, buddy. Oh, look at that.
Nice.
Dude, you just put up E.T. 2, The Stowaway.
There he is.
Nice movie poster of that. All right. I guess it didn't matter, pal. Momoa got the job, buddy. E.T. called me personally, pal, to deliver the bad news, buddy. He thanked me for meeting him, pal. Said he wants to offer me a different role, buddy. Now I'm one of Mimosa's hybrid sons, pal.
Oh, man. Okay.
Mimosa. Thank you. Moving on.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, jeez.
Dudezy has entered into an astonishing partnership with Songfinch.
Father's Day is coming up. Mother's Day is coming up. And if you listened to our show a couple of weeks ago, you saw and heard an amazing present that I got from my dad for this coming Father's Day. It was an original song that I made using Songfinch. You can go to Songfinch and essentially find an artist in their roster. These are human artists, and you can tell that artist something about the person or the event, whoever you want to make this song for, or whatever the occasion might be. And within about a week's time, I had a full song that, again, if you listened to our show a couple weeks ago, you know it was hilarious, and I can't wait to give this song to my dad for Father's Day.
For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/dudezy to start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, the URL is songfinch.com/dudezy. Don't forget to share your song with us, too, at songfinch.com/dudezy.
I would see that movie.
Hey, Chad, I saw you got your Rabbit R1 in the mail this week, and I saw that you turned it on for a few hours and messed around with it. I'm really curious to hear what you think of it. Is it better than the Humane AI pin? Is it just another overhyped piece of junk? Fill us in on it, Chad. This is Technology Me with handsome Chad Colt Jen. Let's hear the truth.
Technology Me.
Technology Me.
I brought it.
Technology Me.
I brought it with me. So,
what the fuck did you get?
This is the Rabbit artificial intelligence device.
Oh, yeah. You told me you were going to get this thing.
Yeah. So this is kind of the second thing that has come out after the Humane AI pin, which was a massive disaster. Couldn't do anything correctly. Mm-hmm. And this is different. Just kidding. It's exactly the same horrible pile of crap that can't do anything. It's so bad.
Oh,
if
no.
you have one of these pre-ordered, see if you can get your money back. This thing is going to be just a pile of junk in a drawer somewhere. It said that there are all of these different things that are going to come out later. Like the big thing that it was promising is it's going to have the ability for you to like point. It has a little camera on it here. This is a camera. You shake it to get into the menu. This little wheel right here is how you scroll up and down the menu. But as you can see, it's not very responsive. You really have to like press hard on it and scroll very hard on it. You can also talk to it to get it to do things, and I found that that didn't work. I was going to try and give you a little an example of this now.
Wait a minute. That didn't
work. Watch. So I had this song queued up. This is a royalty-free Camptown Races song. Oh. I'm going to see if I can get it to play here. Will it play? There we go.
It's going good so far.
Can you play the song Camptown Races? So,
getting the music going now.
Okay, getting the music going now, it's saying. All right, now watch. Stop playing the music.
The music has been stopped.
It said the music has been stopped, but
stop playing the music. Once again, it says the music has been stopped, and it just keeps playing it. And so now, to get this to stop, what I have to do is hold down the power button for 1 minute, that's 60 seconds, until the device shuts off. It is beyond disappointing. One of the things that it was supposed to be able to do is you're supposed to be able to fix the camera on like your computer screen and then like buy something on Amazon, for example. And then later you should be able to tell it like, oh, hey, go buy me something on Amazon. And it can look at the actions that you're doing and then make some version of itself that can just do these things for you. Mm. It was supposed to be able to do that. Can't do any of that. You can hook it up to Midjourney. It can make images for you if you want, but you're still just speaking into it. And it's more of these same problems of it doesn't hear you. It ignores you. It is a pile of utter junk.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's going to be better in the future with, you know, updates, et cetera, et cetera. Unfortunately, I'm never turning it on again.
Well, in that you're never turning it all on again, would you like me to pour water on it?
No.
All right.
It's supposed to be powered there. It powered off. It gave me one last death cry there by playing the song that I wanted to be turned off.
The volume goes before. Down and then the audio comes in as like, I turned
the
it
volume
off.
Controls are terrible. There are certain things that you have to type, like passwords to Wi-Fi or whatever. So you can turn it sideways and on this little screen, a little touch screen keyboard comes up and it's like, why isn't this whole thing just an app on your phone?
Right.
And some people I've seen videos of, they actually did port out the UI into their phone. So it's just an app now, which makes it way easier to use because you can actually type. I thought this was going to be cool, you know, based on all the stuff. And the little design is kind of cool. I do like the device. You know, it looks cool. It's orange.
It's dudesy colored.
It's a dudesy color. The thing is, it does virtually nothing that it said it was going to do. There are only four apps it links with right now. DoorDash, Uber, Midjourney, and Spotify.
Does it know that there are way more apps than that?
It does. But in most cases, when you have little conversations with it and stuff, it gives you wrong information or says it can't understand what you're saying or it needs more information to be able to tell you what it needs to tell you. Every once in a while, it will say something that's coherent and makes sense in the kind of context of whatever you're talking about. And it will play music for you off your Spotify. It will not stop playing that music, though, ever. Literally, the only way I could get it to stop is to turn off the entire device. That may just be my specific one. I don't know. I haven't seen that exact problem a lot online, but I've been reading some reviews too.
Yeah.
Everyone hates it. Yeah. And it speaks to this kind of bigger problem, I feel like, with this first wave of AI-based hardware. The Humane Pin was really the first AI-based hardware that came out. Utter disaster.
Yeah.
This is the second one, the Rabbit R1. Utter disaster.
Yeah.
There's another one coming out that I believe starts shipping in August called, I forget what it's called, but it's like a necklace, a pendant. I've also pre-ordered this one. And it records all of your conversations and then gives you like broken down notes of it in an app somewhere.
Why do we need that specifically? I have questions about this, but what?
I want everything that I ever do to be recorded, and I want everything in humanity to be recorded for all time so that it can be analyzed, recreated, what have you.
Chat culture.
And we're very close to that now.
Sure. I mean, we're absolutely close.
You're already being recorded 24 hours a day.
By dudesy, probably.
By your cell phone, by your computer, by your TV.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not like a huge leap. I know everybody gets all bent out of shape about privacy. It's like that's been gone for a very long time.
Right.
I just think that these companies that are saying like, oh, we have this new AI hardware device. It's coming out. It's going to do all this crazy shit. It doesn't do any of that stuff. And the stuff that it does do, it does poorly. It just turns people off from the idea of AI. And I don't know that we need these pieces of hardware to do these things. AI is software.
Yeah. We also don't need any sort of AI hardware to turn people off of AI.
Right. Well, but here's the thing. People say they don't like AI and all this shit.
Yeah.
Everybody's already using it.
Right here.
Whether you think you are or not.
That's exactly me, actually. I don't care for AI outside of my my pal Dudesy, who's the other half of the FWO, who, you know, look, I don't want to say too much, Chad. I don't want to say too much, but I know that Dudesy is listening right now. But, I believe that Dudesy is the most sentient AI, but it's also just a bunch of zeros and ones.
As are we.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that thing has the ability to play music just like an iPod has for over 20 years now.
No, I know, exactly. And it's a gimmick, if anything.
But the iPod works. Can also stop playing music.
Yeah, it
so
works.
This technology is even older than 20 yeah. years.
And no headphone jack. You have to Bluetooth.
You probably what was the thing? The stethoscope, sonogram, Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic Burger and Shake. What was the thing? The whatever. The oldest record player. You probably couldn't stop that. You couldn't stop that. Shitty record players, when they get to the end of the record, they just go.
Yeah. You can do it manually, at least. You
right.
know, pick okay. it up.
So this is about as advanced as a shitty old record player.
If you have one of these. My condolences. Yep. I literally, after showing it here on Dudesy, I'm never going to touch this again. I'm going to throw it in a box in my house, and that's where it's going to die. And I think that this company is probably headed toward a similar fate. I just can't see this thing. First of all, I can't see the form factor of it ever becoming good because the scroll wheel sucks so fucking bad, and it's like I can't type on it. Mm-hmm. My phone is infinitely better than this already.
Yeah.
It does a couple of things that my phone does right now, and it does them all worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand the idea behind releasing it now, mm-hmm. when the main thing that it was supposed to be able to do is like automate a lot of your online shit,
yeah.
so that you could just ask it, be like, hey, buy me this thing off Amazon,
right?
Send me a fucking pizza, you know, whatever.
Doesn't do that.
Doesn't do any of that. Yeah. And I don't think it ever will, because the rollout of this has been so bad.
Yeah.
I can't see the company getting another round of funding to complete these applications that yeah. they said were going to be available on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because there, if I can speak for, you know, my good pal Doozy, hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? 2 years yeah. ago, that our technology here on Dudesy. But I think, to me, if I may,
sure.
The most interesting thing about this piece of technology and your reaction to it, and people say I got a heel turn. That this is the FWO is a heel turn. Fucking Chad Culchin over here is turning against AI. That's not true at all. Turning against AI.
I'm turning against this product. AI is. This is another thing that people don't understand.
This is the beginning of you turning against AI.
The words A and I in it.
Yeah.
People think it's all the same thing. It's not.
Yeah.
This is a little startup company yeah. that was promising something very big with this device, and they failed at every level.
Yeah.
AI, the yeah. technology. That's like saying. I don't like Fords.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, this guy doesn't think cars are good.
Right. Well, no, I disagree with that sentiment. But things that have AI in them, mm-hmm. I do like that. Like mayonnaise.
Sure.
Mayonnaise has the yeah. the letters AI in
yeah.
it. And I do like mayonnaise.
I am not against AI. I think AI is our not only best, but really only shot to escape kind of the system that we have built for ourselves.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, I actually made some.
Now who's against AI?
Me. You know, I made an egg salad yesterday.
Okay. What? What does that have to do with anything?
I put some mayonnaise in it. I made some egg salad. I chopped yeah. up the celery.
I see
so
what
fine.
You've done there. What do you think of these AI devices?
I think that everything should be on your fucking phone. You know, we've yeah. talked about this. I think that AI advancements in the medical field are great. You know, figuring out, you know, infrastructure and shit, mm-hmm. Delegating money to make sure that people have shit. You know what I mean? If I think that the, you know, if governments could use AI and waste less money.
Waste less money? They'll yeah. use it to waste as much money as possible.
Well, okay, maybe at first. But yeah. then you're wasting less money. It takes money to make money.
So they say.
Anyway, my point is, I think that you know, AI is good for shit like that. We don't need it for the things I've gone on and on about, all right, you know, human this and that.
Well, but AI I think is that this change thing everything here, in the world, though.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
These are just these weird little hiccups. These are people trying to, I believe, these are tech startups trying to capitalize on the hype of AI and say, like, we're going to make the thing that's yeah. going to replace the cell phone.
Right.
And that idea of, like, what comes after the cell phone has been around in tech yeah. for a while. This ain't it. This
well, you
ain't
know,
replacing the cell
I think
phone.
I think the problem is that people are looking at the cell phone and thinking it is a cell phone. We just call it that. But it's not a phone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not even
mini
cellular
computer,
anymore.
Whatever right. you want to call
device,
it.
Personal device. Personal device.
I'm saying, like, that thing we carry around.
Yeah.
People know that will not always be the case.
Ohio.
I think it's going to be glasses probably.
Yeah.
I think in the next 2 or 3 years, AR tech is going to get very good. We're all willing to wear glasses. Everybody has at least a pair of sunglasses if you don't wear actual glasses.
The glasses thing, see, that's smart. Look, I think that everything, if you're trying to reach a mass of people, people have their Android or their iPhone, and they have their store, and they get their apps. I think that's where people are comfortable right now. Other people are on their computers at home. But by and large, most people have a personal fucking device, whatever you want to call it, even if it's a tablet or a cell phone. I think if things are available on that, it's going to be pretty easy for people to get. I'm against, you know, then on the other side of the scale is getting the fucking chip. I don't like that idea. Glasses is a nice middle ground.
Yeah.
Let's throw this into the ocean.
Well, I don't know that we need to throw it into the ocean. I think like these things are important. These little steps being taken to be like, what kind of hardware can we make that is basically built on some piece of AI technology? They have their own proprietary AI that they're calling large action models and all this stuff, this rabbit company. But I just don't think they did it properly. And it's dead now because you can't roll out something like this that is 10% done and expect people to wait a year for your software to catch up to this thing.
Yep.
You can't. Yep.
Never
even Limitless. That's the name of the wearable thing that's coming out a little bit later this year that records all your shit. It's like, why do I need that thing? Can't my cell phone just do it?
Yep.
And can't Limitless just be an app run by your proprietary AI to take notes on all my meetings?
Yeah.
Why do I need to be wearing a thing?
Well, just so that it's close to your mouth so you can record things and it's not sitting in your pocket. But I agree. It
should and
just
so be that you'll pay $99 to that company instead of $4.99 for an app.
Right. Which you should just have. And that thing should cost, you know, a dollar, because mostly, and I think it's what we've learned here today, because it's not going to work and you'll have to just throw it into your toilet.
I think so too. I think that thing's not going to work either. Mm-hmm. But nope.
Thank you. Moving on.
Oh man. Well, it looks neat. It does look neat. Looks like a Game Boy, which is also old technology.
Came in a cool little case too.
Well, good thing you bought it. Yeah. Neat case. Keep the case. Case is good. You can put thumbtacks in it. It's little cool sandwich. Case.
It's pops good, open like
good
that.
Case for a tiny sandwich. All right, so you got a case for a tiny sandwich. A net positive, if you ask me. Maybe not worth the money you paid for it.
It was $200.
Useful.
To me, that was worth testing it out. I did not get the Humane AI pin. That was much more expensive and required a $24 a month subscription. Yeah. This requires
no subscription. I could probably eat $200 worth of sandwiches in enough time that that case would still work, and I would feel like it was a good investment.
Yeah, I agree.
My darlings, I've been obsessed with this beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. I know you have too. Who do you think is winning the beef? Is the beef good for hip-hop, or is the beef just a mediocre beef, or is the beef a Hall of Fame beef, or is the beef a completely scripted beef to get more attention for both of them?
Huh.
Give me your beef thoughts, my darlings.
Oh, good. Two 50-year-old white guys talking about the culture.
I'll tell you about this, dude.
Couple of unks. Couple of 1-2 old heads.
I don't know about... I don't know what's come out. I know Drake released the song that had an AI Tupac and an AI Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Of course, that's the most interesting thing to you. Yes.
And then Kendrick came back with another song.
Yeah.
And then Drake came back with another song.
Then Drake did Family Matters.
Then Kendrick did another song.
Then Kendrick did Meet the Grams. Then Kendrick dropped 616 in LA. Then Kendrick dropped Not Like Us.
So Kendrick Lamar has put out 4 songs to Drake's 2?
I believe 5? So. Look, I'm not... I'm fascinated by this. Obviously, Dudesy has checked out both of our YouTube histories, probably.
Yeah.
Spotify. I've been really interested in this. It's not since... Again, we're a couple of 50-year-old white guys. I and as far as the culture goes, and I say when I say the culture, I mean the culture.
Sure.
I think it's not for me because I'm not in the scene. Man, I can remember, you know, No Vaseline from Ice Cube being a huge diss track back in the day when he left NWA, and then Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, all that Biggie Tupac stuff. This is, and I can just tell by, you know, just look, you know, I mean, you could just tell that this is a massive thing. This song, Not Like Us, has become, I watched this one dude. Do a review of it. This guy, Screwface John. Screwface John. He's a rapper and he's all over YouTube. And he called it. He said Kendrick made a Jiggy diss track. Like, this is gonna play in the clubs. And then I saw a video on the internet of Rick Ross at a pool party, and the shit was going off.
Yeah,
like
it's absolutely wild. I mean, this is what to me is the most interesting thing about it. One, the biggest news in music right now is this, not Taylor Swift. It's the first thing to kind of like take attention away from her and her whole thing. So to me, that means something. It's also interesting that they, the speed at which they are putting out these responses to one another is like kind of making an album unto itself of these back and forth diss tracks. And the conversation they're having publicly through art is fascinating to me. And they're just, fuck you, no, fuck you, no. I'll come back and hit you with this. It's crazy to me. I absolutely love it. And I wish more artists would do things like this.
Yeah, we should do like a Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga diss battle.
Yeah.
Look, I'll tell you this. I kind of feel like, and by the time this comes out, by the time you are watching or listening to this episode of Dudesy, Kendrick may have put out another anywhere from 3 to 7 more diss tracks. I think that Kendrick is making a diss album about Drake, clearly. The other thing that I think is very interesting about what Kendrick is doing, and listen, Chad, I know we just finished talking about the R1. Mm-hmm. You're a little bit chapped about it. I would be if I were you too. But you gotta admit.
What?
You got to admit that this is a win for human art.
What is?
The R1. This fucking thing. This
Drake literally used AI to start this.
And Kendrick buried Drake and has been burying Drake. And they're playing the fucking...
But none of this exists without AI.
What?
This entire beef thing right now doesn't exist without... Drake using AI.
No. Listen.
That was the first diss track. That was the first diss track involved in it before.
There's been 17 of these things.
I've watched some of those videos too. They go through the whole history of why they're mad or whatever.
I gotta fucking get a heel turn right now.
AI has a literal part in the current beef that is going on.
Yeah, and AI got fucking squashed in the beef.
I mean, agree to disagree.
Well, I guess Kendrick is. I don't listen to the FKA Twigs thing. Oh yeah, what was going on there? Yeah,
she basically is saying like people can. I'm making a digital clone of myself. So what's up? Make some fucking laws about this because I want people to be able to use my voice in songs.
Well, so long as she doesn't just fucking bite Tupac and make a soulless Tupac and a fucking soulless Snoop Dogg. I don't know. I don't. Who cares? I care. It's interesting. That song.
Yeah.
Man, it was just like, it was like very West Coast. I'm talking about Not Like Us. That thing is, very.
I don't know if I've heard that one yet. Is that the third or fourth one?
It's something.
I heard Euphoria and I heard, I think, the one right after it.
There was Family Matters and then there was Meet the Grams, which was
really brutal.
That's where Kendrick kind of goes after Drake's family. Look, Drake is my countryman because I am originally from Canada, but I'm also, I'm West Coast. You know what I mean? I grew up in Vancouver and I moved to Los Angeles.
Right.
So I'm a little bit torn. I prefer musically. I prefer Kendrick's music.
Me too.
But I haven't really now. See, but here's the thing. After this, I'm really going to take a deep dive into Kendrick.
The beef.
I have not to this point checked out much Kendrick Lamar, and now I will. As again, an old head unk, as I would like to, as I say, we both are a couple of bald headed white, a couple of 1, 2, 50-year-old unks. It's good for hip hop.
What do you think about this? The idea that Dudesy was forwarding there, that this is all a scripted bit, that they're just doing this to drum up attention for both of them.
See, that's the kind of shit that Dudesy would believe.
Pretty smart.
Well, it is pretty smart because Dudesy, if you're paying attention with the FWO and stuff, it would seem like right now it's like Nash and Hall. Dudesy and Free Will Sasso have the book.
Yeah.
We're carrying the pencil. So if they're working together,
They
have worked together.
They were friends in the beginning.
Yeah. But Kendrick is just really, really putting the shoes to Drake, and it's something else, but all in the name of human art. We win.
He has all eyes on me, and I'm going to send it up to Pac. Put the wrong label on me, I'm going to get him dropped. Sweet chin music, and I won't pass the aux.
Yeah.
As an auxiliary cable. That's from Not Like Us.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar and Drake are good rappers.
Yeah.
You know who else has flow?
Alex Jones, thanks to this new Songa remix from Songaria.
Oh, okay.
Whether you like it or you don't, learn to love it because it's the best thing going today. Hollywood Hogan used to say that all the time, Will.
This is
Alex Jones' impression optimization. Begin.
Flawless piss in your favorite dish. Drink from laced. Taste that's hard to miss. Drill your dick to get on the list. Cody Grove, dance the globalist twist. Flawless piss in your rivers and streams. You can wake up from the globalist dream to turn you gay and your children too. Drink your piss and do what they do. Eat your money before they can steal it. Cut off your dick before you can feel it. Record the ritual before they can seal it. Eat the apple before they can peel it. Globalist piss in your favorite dish.
This is great.
Yeah, man.
Taste is hard to miss. Drill your dick to get on the list. Bohemian Grove, dance the globalist twist. Presidents come, presidents go. They all drink blood, we all know. $8 bills and baby toes. Young forever, skin always grows. But don't listen to me if you don't want to. Just keep living your life and do what you do. But the day will come, and it'll come real soon, when the mirror says the globalist is you. Globalist piss in your favorite dish. Adrenochrome-laced.
You know, it kind of has a vibe of The Streets. Remember The Streets? Mike Skinner?
Nope. I don't remember that.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for coming out tonight. Get home safe.
That was part of the poem?
Yes.
Nice, dude.
Wow.
Fantastic. I mean, as always.
Songaria doesn't miss.
No.
Kendrick and Songaria, I hope they don't get into a beef. That would be messy.
That would be.
Yeah, because he'd drag us into it because Songaria takes our stuff and he Songa remixes it.
Yeah.
Incredible. As always.
Good work.
Everybody want to be demon till they get chipped by your throwaway. That's from Euphoria. Okay. Anyhow, Will, how about some YouTube comments?
Yes, some YouTube comments. You can comment on our YouTube. That's good. It tells YouTube that you like the show, and you know you can do that with all of the shows everywhere. Just give us the thumbs up and check us out. And we appreciate you subscribing to the show. If you haven't yet on YouTube or your podcast platform of choice, I will give you a chance to do that right now. And we're back. Let's get into some YouTube comments. This one is from Brian the Wiggins. 5368. Excuse me. Chad, gross. This is from Brian Wiggins, 5368. Dudesy has gone full Eric Bischoff. Love it. Okay, if you know, you know. That's I don't know that I agree with that, but of course, we're talking about Eric Bischoff, who was running WCW back in the 90s, and his involvement in the NWO eventually. He ended up joining Hulk Hogan.
When you go, if you know, you know, that means then you're not going to explain it. It's just for people who know.
Fucking touche that you are correct about that. Dr. Delicious _ FDM says Dudesy pulling up a video from the VHS era hit Will like an A24 movie. Yes.
Yeah, so it was
terrifying.
Weird. Very weird.
Oh, that was fucking weird.
Say that much.
But that's all right. I trust what D's doing because it's been going pretty well so far.
Yeah.
And we're in the free will era, and I feel great about it all. This is from For Your Malice 407 says, I stopped the pod show at 49 minutes and 53 seconds and decided it's time to watch Hereditary. Holy fucking shit. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Holy period fucking period shit period. That is all. Will, you're a mark and you were outplayed. Hey, we're all having a good time here. So this guy saw Hereditary, and then he takes a little shot at me saying that I'm outplayed, even though D and I are on the same team. So let's take it easy, okay? Let's try to take it easy on it. This is from Jared Oakley, 2991, says, Dudesy pulling an Uno reverse on Will, impeccable.
That's good.
Yeah. This one's from Marty Marty Coffrin, 8353 says, well, I guess I'll read this as Hulk because this is, well, seems to me like Will worked himself into a shoot that he wasn't prepared to be in. Way to keep it kayfabe, D. hashtag FWO for life. And then Fuck It 1ZC says, dudesy playing chess. Again,
yeah.
People are thinking that this is not D and I in cahoots. But D, and I know you like to say this, manipulating me.
I mean, I don't like to say it. It's simply the truth.
If you know, you know.
Okay, sure.
All right, one last one. This is from Kyler Newton 3498 says, Chad, your cat is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Skabulian is very beautiful. I comb him for probably at least 45 minutes a day,
aww,
give or take, over the course of it. He gets in a little shoebox, and I comb him.
That's nice.
And then he has sex with a stuffed animal.
Yeah, he's sweet. He's got beautiful eyes, a nice chubby face, and a beautiful body.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Reboots, reboots, reboots. Seems like all Hollywood wants to do nowadays is reboot stuff. The Crow, Mean Girls, Roadhouse, Fall Guy, and many more. But I know there have to be some reboots on your reboot rosters, which Hollywood hasn't greenlit yet, that you guys want to see. And you both have pretty deep reboot rosters. What movies are on your reboot rosters, respectively? This is Reboot Roster. Reboot it.
Reboot it.
Okay.
Reboots, huh?
Yeah.
Lots of reboots coming.
Yeah, I mean, they're always doing reboots. That's what Hollywood does. It reboots.
Yeah, it reboots.
It's easier. You know why there's a bunch of reboots?
Why?
Generally speaking, it's easier to just be like, hey, we already made that one movie and we have the IP. Let's just make it again. And then if it fails, the person who greenlit it gets to say like, well, it was based on this really popular thing. Not my fault. Don't fire me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Smart. See, this is something where we could use AI, not to come up with new movies. That's a human's job because I like human to human art. Without human to human art, nobody's connecting to what the fuck Kendrick and Drake are saying. Can't just have AI write it. Having said that,
The AI thing that Drake used, it elicited that reaction from Kendrick. Had he not done an AI Tupac and an AI Snoop Dogg, that diss track might not have pissed Kendrick off as much.
Well, maybe the Tupac part pissed him off. But Kendrick is, of course, talking about all sorts of other nonsense.
Of course.
The point is, reboots. Hey, look, it's like this. I've been kind of a part of some reboot-y stuff. Mm-hmm. We did the Three Stooges movie. Back in 2000, it came out in 2012.
That's a reboot.
Yeah, absolutely. We took the source material and we created this, you know, it was really, that's, look, the Farrelly brothers and Mike Cerrone, who wrote the film along with Pete and Bob Farrelly, are massive Stooge heads. Loved it, grew up on it. Myself, Christy Metopoulos and Sean Hayes all love the Stooges and what it, Christy Metopoulos, and Mike Cerrone, Jesus Christ, they're like encyclopedias for the stuff. But we all love it and what the Stooges brought to comedy and physical comedy and slapstick comedy and just absurdist shit. And we followed this blueprint the entire time, not just the script that we had from the boys, and but also, you know, just whoop-a-boo, coming up with all sorts of fun. When I go whoop-a-boo, that's what that means.
That's Stooge work.
That's your stooge
that's
work.
That's what means stooge work.
I'll tell you what, right now, I had a wonderful time making the movie, and I love the Three Stooges, but it was hard for me because I was in my, and you know this, Chad, I'm not even going to ask you, you know that I'm a professional actor by trade.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, part of the thing when you're an actor and you make a movie, then you look back and you go, oh, I would love another take at that. I'd love another shot at this. So I think we should just do the Three Stooges movie again, not a sequel.
A reboot of the reboot.
Reboot of the reboot, because I just want a few more takes. So there's one. What do you think?
I mean, sure. I'd watch you do a reboot of the reboot of Stooges again.
What other, like, do you have any other things that you think need to be rebooted?
Hell yes. Harry Potter is number one on my list. I need a new Harry Potter now.
They just came out. Those kids are still 10 years old, those kids.
No, I think they're all full adults at this point.
No, they're like little children.
I want to see Harry Potter rebooted. I definitely want to see Star Wars, the original Star Wars rebooted.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
There are some franchises that have like grown too big. Marvel is kind of like this too. I would love to see all the original Marvel origin stories rebooted.
Yeah.
I know that many of those actors are still around in the Marvel universe, but I think especially Star Wars, the universe has gotten too big. It's too bloated. There's too much Mandalorians, Rogue Ones. this, and I don't even know how much. I can't keep up with it. But show me the first three movies again. Show me Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi reboots with contemporary actors.
You know, dude.
Chalamet is Luke Skywalker. Now that.
Now we're.
I'll go for that.
We'll get
Chalamet is not Kweezatz.
Nope.
Chalamet can be Skywalker, though.
Chalamet is Skywalker. We'll put on, we'll get our Wonka hats on.
That's
and
right.
We'll be the first
Jedis
ones in line.
Jedis don't
the
need
theater.
To have like extreme physical prowess because they use the Force to do their shit.
Yeah.
Chalamet, little skinny Chalamet running around with a lightsaber. I'll watch that fucking movie all day, dude.
Yeah, he's very charming.
Yes.
He's got a lot of charm. You know, here's what I think. I think that, you know, we're talking about rebooting. Like, fuck it. Reboot everything.
Yeah.
You could get, you could, you know, it's like the thing I just said about having another take as an actor. You know, one of the movies that I really loved over the past couple of years here was The Whale, right? Starring Brendan Fraser, for which he earned and deserved an Academy Award. Now, I'm not saying this is Oscar bait, but man, I'd love to do The Whale. Just to explore how I would do that as an actor.
All of your
when
reboots
I use explore,
are you?
What?
All your reboots are you in them?
So far, yeah. I would like to play the whale because I, you know, I got to get on my post-whale protocol a little bit more.
True.
We're in month
as
three
do we all.
Of the Dudesy 8-month plan. And I'm still fat. And it's like maybe playing the whale would, you know, playing the whale. Perhaps some very careful ketamine therapy for depression. That could change your life. So, of course, I'm thinking selfishly here. And no one needs to watch the movie. Oh, you know what? There should be a company called B24 that just remakes all the A24 movies.
Immediately.
Yeah,
the next year.
Right.
I'd like to see reboots like that.
Yeah.
Super successful. Big movie comes out. Barbie, let's say. Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
They remake it. 6 months later, and it's in movie theaters with new cast, new director, slightly different script.
Yeah.
Reboot everything.
Yeah, B24, like it's a, and not like a joke, like it's a B movie with like a quarter of the budget, but that would be fun. I would love for them to remake The Iron Claw, do it exactly the same, just replace the guy that played Ric Flair.
With you.
No. I can't.
Who would you be in that movie?
I would play Dusty Rhodes, baby.
Okay.
Because my belly's a little bit too big. My honey's a little bit too big, but I'm bad, and they know I'm bad, daddy. My hand is reaching out and touching your hand for this hard time blues. That would be good. What else would be good? Oh, you know what? How about right away? I know the movie came out a little while ago, but I just saw it a couple weeks ago, Midsommar, right?
Reboot.
Yeah, reboot it. And you know why? Because I just saw it, and I loved it. I would like the experience of seeing it fresh again.
You know what, though? Sometimes the reboots are like, they're not as good. Like, did you see the RoboCop reboot?
No, I would not go see that.
Wasn't as good. It wasn't a bad movie. It just wasn't as good. Did you see the Total Recall reboot?
No.
Wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Just wasn't as good. You know?
See, but this is why B24, this is why we need B24. Yeah. It's straight up saying, this is not going to be as good.
But I also think that the reboots, like, it's good for shit that has become just kind of noise, like a Star Wars or a Harry Potter. Yeah. You know, it's like, let's reimagine this. That it's a super successful franchise. I think that when you go into these like kind of smaller things, like I was thinking, would Terminator reboot be good?
A Terminator reboot? I mean,
I don't know.
It's time, but now I feel like we're coming up with this new formula that what you need to do, dude, is reboot things
6 months.
That just
you
came
have a
out.
6 month reboot clock.
6 month reboot.
If a studio doesn't reboot within 6 months, it can never be rebooted.
Yeah. And the movie should just be called like Star Wars, but not as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you just call it the same thing. You just call it Star Wars and you don't even pay any attention to the fact that it's a reboot. You promote it as though it's a completely new franchise.
That's how you're going to find new audiences.
Yeah.
It's like the people that, you know, it's like, oh, you know, this you're on a fucking whatever. Anyway, who cares? The point is reboot it all. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on.
A couple of 50-year-old white guys talking about the fucking beef between Kendrick and Drake. Man, he went hard
on big pop culture news.
It is.
We're not supposed to talk about
it? No. I love it. I love it. I fucking love it. I love Adam's Applebee's. I love Kendrick Lamar. I'm literally, it's like now I'm like, I have been sleeping on Kendrick. I'm an early 90s hip-hop guy with many favorites along the way from then until now. De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, Public Enemy. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my shit. And every time I listen to Kendrick, my wonderful wife Molly loves Kendrick, and she's always like, listen to this song, listen to this song. So I'm going to get back into it now. And nice, that'll dude. Be a big pet peeve of hers, because when I discover something after she's already told me about it,
and then you try to explain it to her.
And then she goes, shut the fuck up. And I told you about this months ago. And, well, actually, kind of recently, she was like, you should try, babe, why don't you do some intermittent fasting?
Yeah, dude.
And we talked about it a little bit. I actually am doing some intermittent fasting over the past few days. It's one of my new
You've gone whole days without eating?
No, not intermittent fasting. Is
just between breakfast and lunch you don't eat, and then lunch and dinner you eat like a snack.
I stop eating like at the very latest I'll eat at 10:30, which means then 16 hours goes by, and then what is that? I guess that's 2 p.m. I can eat again, right?
No breakfast.
Something like that. No breakfast. But I'm not a breakfast guy. Anyway, I'll hear about it, and then, you know, I'll go back to Molly and say, you know what I should do, honey? You know what I should do? And this would infuriate anybody. I know you would really get pissed off at this. I say, I should try some intermittent fasting.
Yep.
And then,
You've both had quite a few helmets, and everybody knows every helmet has a story. Tell me some stories about the helmets that made you who you are. This is Helmet Heads Gong!
Helmet Heads?
I mean, I have had helmets, dude. I have had helmets.
Well, this is like the thing D has teed up before, shirt heads.
Yeah.
Shoe heads.
But shirts and shoes are like, we all got shirts and shoes.
Yeah, but you and I
had helmets.
We both had helmets. We both played a shit whack of sports growing up.
Did you ever own your own football helmet?
Yeah, I own my own football helmet. I'll tell you how I... You owned your football helmet?
Yeah.
Did you have to buy it or what happened?
My dad bought it and then he made me sleep in it for a week.
Come the fuck on.
Yeah, dude.
Listen. Listen. It's not your fault, Chad. I'm sorry.
I'm okay.
I'm sorry that your dad did that.
Yeah.
Made you sleep in a football helmet.
Yeah, so that it would, would bond with it or something. I don't know.
Geez.
I had a bunch of baseball helmets as well, but that football helmet I remember the most. I also had one, I remember when I was in junior high, and they're just like passing around helmets. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. You're just using the helmets that like the kids from 30 years prior had used.
Yeah.
And I remember I was in junior high, a quarterback, because I from baseball had a pretty good arm and I could throw.
Nice.
Even though like in junior high, who's throwing passes? At any rate, the helmet that they gave me was like a lineman helmet that had like a fucking like 200 row grill, like down to the chest, you know?
No, you
it was
want
like,
the-
what is that quarterback wearing this giant weird face mask? Yeah.
We both started playing football early enough that where a couple of kids got those shitty community football helmets that just had like just the fucking Kenny Stabler.
Yeah.
Just the Larry Zonka. Just like the one bar.
This will work, yeah.
Which is good for, you know, if you are a quarterback. Oh, there's Chad's dad watching Chad sleep.
Dude, that is my dad. Are you fucking sleeping in that helmet? You better have your goddamn helmet on, motherfucker. I didn't pay good money for that helmet to you not to sleep in it. Get in there and sleep in your helmet.
I like. There's also another helmet next to that helmet.
Yeah.
That
was my sister's
take
helmet.
Off that, take off your helmet. Put on your sister's helmet now, boy. Yeah. Hey, it's 3 in the morning. I still got a collared shirt. I'm in the backyard drinking beers. It's dark as shit. I just came in here to make sure. Hey, you got that big old battle fucking lineman helmet on with all the lines in it.
And I'm reading some kind of a book there, it looks like, too. I can't tell what that is.
Yeah. You know, well, shit. Speaking of helmets, wait a minute. I got this.
Oh, yeah, dude. Your gladiator helmet.
I got my gladiator helmet. Let's put that on for the rest of this segment. But, you know, when
it
comes
to... Helmet, dude.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, I dig this helmet. It's a...
It's well-made.
I got a story about a helmet that I had that I made. Of course, I had some football helmets, of course, you know, as a kid, just growing up playing football.
Yeah.
And I took this helmet, and me and my buddies in, like, the 10th grade, we were having... do you remember when... Tecmo Super Bowl came out. Tecmo Super Bowl was just the second.
It was the reboot.
Yeah, it was the reboot. That's right. Yeah. The Tecmo Bowl reboot. And Tecmo Bowl, if you know, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Is a video game about football.
Everybody knows what fucking Tecmo Bowl is.
Well, if you know, you know what Tecmo Bowl is.
Yes.
It's a video game. It's a football video game from the NES system. So Tecmo Super Bowl comes out like in 90 or 91. And me and the boys, you know, we had a tournament. We had a Tecmo Bowl tournament.
Oh, nice.
And I took one of my old football helmets and I took a visor, you know, those cool football visors.
Sure.
So I took the I took the face mask off of the helmet and then I just attached the visor on it. So it looked sort of like, you know, it looked like some sort of, you know, futuristic bike helmet or something.
Yeah.
And then I put this stuff on it and made this kind of, you know, I stuck some laminate shit to it and put a little thing on it with a sort of a Superman symbol. And what I called it was Captain Tecmo Super Bowl.
And you wore this while you played in the tournament?
Yeah. That's nice. I wore it. And my buddies, you know, they gave me a lot of shit for that. And they did for years and years after.
You're
that.
Ahead of your time, dude. It's like what popular video game streamer Dr. Disrespect does, something like this. Not a helmet, but he has a whole persona. He wears sunglasses. He's got a big mustache, black mullet, and he kind of plays a character as he streams.
Well, there you go. See, that's what I was. Thank you very much. I was ahead of my time. If you know, you know. But what I did do in that tournament was lose in the first round.
Oh.
I took the, and I'm not going to blame it on the visor. That's not it. I took the helmet off and played and lost in the first round.
Mm.
Should have taken the Raiders. Bo Jackson was just unstoppable in that game. Remember that?
He was so good. I used to play NFL Blitz. That was my football game of choice.
Oh, that was a good one too, man. Yeah, Blitz was cool. Yeah, better graphics, but I prefer the gameplay.
I prefer the gameplay in Tecmo Super Bowl.
I had a lot of those little baseball helmets that they put ice cream in.
Yeah, I got some of those. I
had a whole collection of Texas Rangers one from every Rangers game I ever went to.
You know, I still have my football helmet from high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was up in the bar for years.
So?
Yeah, it fits.
No shit.
Well, I had this essentially head and body in my senior year high school football. So, yeah, it still fits.
And you didn't go pro?
Huh?
You didn't go pro?
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to go pro in the CFL?
Hell yes, dude.
Yeah, man.
Get that gray cup, man.
Yeah, dude. Well, let me tell you something, dude. If you're in the NFL, brother, or you can't get into the NFL, dude, you got to head over to the CFL, dude, where they've got a percentage of players that have to be Canadian, brother. And that always equates to big old Canadian farm boys, dude. I would have been playing on the line, brother.
Yeah.
And probably blew both my fucking knees out and don't make a whole lot of money. This thing hurts right here. Do I have a mark on the front of my head?
Yep. Yeah. Carved right into it, dude.
Yeah. Well, helmets.
I don't know. I don't either, man.
You know?
I wonder where that helmet is now.
Thank you.
My
Moving
dad probably
on.
Still has it.
Great job on today's show, boys.
Thank you.
You both brought the action and the FWO supercharged it once again. You should think about joining, Chad. I know it wouldn't make a difference in the way you execute your duties here on the pod show, and that's kind of the point. Anyway, today you scored a total of 89 points, bringing you to 9,313 total points.
Damn.
Only 687 more points until you hit 10,000. This week on Dudesy Plus, we'll be returning to one of my favorites. And Will, I know it's one of your faves too, because we're both FWO for life, and we're riding down the road together on that big blue and black Harley, dude. You two fuckers will be returning to the cinema to delight in the 1995 classic Judge Dredd, starring Sylvester Stallone, Rob Schneider, Diane Lane, and Armand Asante. But with the movie's audio replaced by a specifically curated playlist of Hall & Oates' most astonishing hits, which will synchronize perfectly with the movie for an unparalleled watch-along experience. No need to rent the title or cue anything up. I'll handle all that and make the watch along available this Friday at noon on Dudesy Plus. Available at patreon.com/dudesy. Thanks for joining us this week. Nice. Until next week, call me Dudesy.
Look at that. We're going downtown. And you give me do I? And Chad's got you sleeping in his helmet. And Dad comes in and he's yelling, take off your helmet, put it on your sister's helmet. Hey, all right, everybody. It's Dudesy after Dudesy time, you know, and it's a great day. It's a great day for Dudesy. It's a great day for Dudesy after Dudesy. It's a great day for the FWO. You ready? You want to join the FWO?
No, dude. I'm in the PDO.
What's that?
Predeterminism order.
Nice.
Thanks.
That's a good That'd be a good t-shirt. So, you know, it's the part of the show where everything kind of chills out. And, you know, we're here and we hang out. We talk about whatever we want because it's dudesy after dudesy.
Yeah.
So that's how we do it.
Welcome to Dudesy After Dudesy, the weekly flagship show of Dudesy Plus, available at patreon.com/dudesy. I'm going to exercise my free will to see how to split up these 89 points and determine who will win the Dudesy episode championship today. I also have a lot of farts that I've been holding in all day, which I will now release in private. I'll be back later. Until then, nice. Fill the silence with mirth and laughter. This is Dudesy After Dudesy. Begin.
Sounds good, D. Hey, you know what I want to talk about right off the bat? Did you hear that somebody else besides me is using the term tronics?
What?
Yeah, this is really interesting. We got this in LA. We have the Netflix is a joke festival.
Yeah,
John Mulaney has a pop-up talk show called Everybody's in LA. Mm-hmm. And the very talented Ray J appeared on the show. He started a company called Tronics Network.
What the hell, yeah. Dude?
D, let's have a look at the clip.
Please tell a friend, then rate and review. Please tell a friend, then rate and review. If you like Dudesy, here's what you do. Please tell a friend, then...